listener production.
Hey there, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. After much anticipation, the Nationals have announced their state election candidate for the seat of Geraldton, Kiralee Waugh, to represent the party in the 2025 election. The Shire of Chapman Valley president, chosen over Shane Van Stein and Rob Horstman. The Geraldton Children's Court has heard a teenager facing criminal charges has been without adult supervision for the past 2 weeks. The 13-year-old disclosing the information in his appearance last week, accused of burglary and stealing. The court hearing the boy's mother was away in Perth while his father is currently incarcerated. The boy also unable to recall the last time he had eaten. Geraldton is an investor's dream. The suburb coming in seventh on Hotspotting's national top 10 positive cash flow hotspots list. Managing Director Terry Ryder says the town ticks all the boxes.
Geraldton provides housing at very affordable prices in the 300,000s and yields are around 7% or higher, underpinned by very low vacancy rates, which is, of course, speaking to that big problem that pervades the whole of Australia at the moment.
Replace your electricity pole or face disconnection. That's the message from Western Power, who've issued 1,000 notices to property owners across the state this week. The notices, the result of 120,000 private property inspections performed by the company statewide. In sport, round 8 of Geraldton Open Mixed Netball gets underway tonight. The Geronimos and All-Stars going head-to-head from 6 p.m. with the Mixed Nuts and Saints to face off from 7. And the Unicorn Army will take on ladder leaders the Hotshots at 8 o'clock. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.